Now, in Barack Obama's campaign, one of the most popular images is an illustration in red, white, and blue of the senator, and beneath him the word hope. The artist who created it, Shepard Fairey, has mixed feelings about that popularity. From the Democratic National Convention in Denver, NPR's Alex Cohen has more.
At first, all he wanted to do was make some cool posters.
What I'm doing is trying to engage my audience, which I think is a younger, more rock and roll, hip-hop, rebellious crowd.
Shepard Fairey is known for subversive street art. In January, he designed posters and stickers featuring the red, white, and blue Obama image, and he plastered them all over Los Angeles. Then he thought he might help raise money for Senator Obama's campaign by selling them online.
And I actually lowered the price of my poster because I thought, well, it might have a limited audience. I bet.
He sold out of the initial batch within minutes, donated a portion of the profits to the campaign, and used the rest to print up more posters. But then watched as people hawked them on eBay. Some sold for more than $2,000. And in recent months, that same red, white, and blue image and ones very close to it have cropped up in plenty of other places. Here at the Democratic National Convention, it's shown up on tote bags, lapel pins, even on the boxes containing tiny Barack Obama action figures.
It is disappointing that there are so many people who I don't think I'm being harsh in characterizing them as parasites.
We love Barack Obama. It's not purely a capitalistic thing.
Abdul Abdullah Rabbani of Decatur, Georgia, is selling T-shirts on 14th Street in downtown Denver, and one of his designs looks a lot like Shepard Fairey's. Rabbani says he has made some small donations to the Obama campaign, but is using his profits this week to pay for his hotel room and trip here. But he doesn't feel any guilt about that. After all, he says his shirts are getting the word out.
Barack is running for president, and we endorse that, and we accept that, and we want him to win, and here's a positive message for Barack Obama.
Street vendors aren't the worst of the bunch, says artist Shepard Fairey. He has little patience, though, for those who have used the images for other purposes, like the anti-Obama group that changed one letter under his original design so that instead of hope, it read nope. And Shepard Fairey's cracking down on those who are making large personal profits using his design.
I've actually had to go after some of the larger, more legitimate ones and say, we're going to audit you.
Fairey hasn't sued yet. He says, especially here at the convention, he's trying to focus on the positive. Along with the group Move On, he recently sponsored a contest to create a new iconic Obama image. They received more than 1,000 submissions. The winners have been on display here at a gallery all week. Alex Cohen, NPR News, Denver.